AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden is pledging Western allies will not waver in their defense of Ukraine. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
Just before leaving a NATO summit in Lithuania,
our unity will not falter, I promise you.
The president cast the fight against Vladimir Putin's aggression as a central global challenge against freedom and urged other nations not to give in.
Putin still doubts our staying power. He's still making a bad bet.
His speech in Vilnius came after NATO allies gave Ukraine more security commitments but did not invite it to join the alliance. President Vladimir Zelensky says while he leaves with significant security assurances,
for our country, for our people,
he's still disappointed over not being given a clear path to NATO membership. President Biden says he got a different impression during their meeting.
He's not concerned about that now.
Saying Zelensky now understands whether he's in NATO or not.
It's not relevant as long as he has the commitment.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
A source tells the AP the prison inmate in Florida suspected of stabbing disgraced sports doctor Larry Nassar says Nassar provoked it by making a lewd comment while they were watching a Wimbledon tennis match on TV. Nassar is in stable condition. A judge in Florida will allow a reenactment of the deadly Parkland school shooting to take place and be recorded on video at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School. It's part of a civil lawsuit brought against former school resource officer Scott Peterson. HBO has 74 Emmy nominations, including 27 for Succession.
Is he gone?
I don't know. He got very short of breath. Hurting.
Ted Lasso, not on HBO, leads the way for comedies with 21 Emmy nominations. The Emmy Awards will be handed out in September. Stocks are higher at the close. This is AP News. Floodwaters are receding in Vermont and rescues continue.
Over 200 rescues had to be made so far, many of them swift water rescues by boat. Vermont Governor Phil Scott.
The flooding we've seen is historic.
Senator Bernie Sanders calls it Vermont's worst natural disaster since 1927.
Thousands of homes and businesses, which have been damaged, sometimes severely. We're looking at roads and bridges, some of which have been wiped out.
Scott says they're assessing the damage and warns they're not out of the woods yet.
With rain in the forecast and nowhere for it to go, we could see waters rise again.
I'm Julie Walker.
Spain is sweltering under an unrelenting heat wave as temperatures started to build toward what is forecast to be a torrid weekend across southern Europe. Temperatures could reach 113 degrees along the Iberian Peninsula. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.